Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. This is always a special show for us because one of our favorite guests in the 5.5 years I've been doing this show is Jerry Stewart, everybody's favorite Americana historian. He'll be calling in live in just a moment from his home in the Lone Star State. Jerry has a very special Veterans Day tribute coming up. We're going to air it at 4 o'clock this Sunday. It is called D-Day, To End the War. It's a special 75th anniversary presentation, and nobody can tell a veteran's patriotic story quite like Jerry Stewart. So we'll be talking to him in just a moment. I want to let you know, because this is Tuesday, that means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. And that tonight is the Natalie Portman, Hugo Weaving film, V for Vendetta. And then tomorrow at the Prescott Oaks Theater, it's their Wednesday Classics. That will be Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. That is tomorrow at the Prescott Oaks Theater. And because we switched, or the rest of the country switched back from Daylight Saving Time Sunday, you can still catch your favorite shows in the morning and afternoon on KQ&A, where Brian Kilmeade is now from 7 to 10 a.m., Dennis Prager from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sebastian Gorka from 1 to 2 Monday through Thursday, and 1 to 3 on Friday. And then you'll still catch Ben Shapiro from 3 to 4, Mark Levin 5 to 7, Shapiro again in the evening from 7 to 9, Larry Elder from 9 to 12, George Newry 12 to 4, and Hugh Hewitt 4 to 7. And as I live and breathe, that phone is lighting up, and I'll bet it's Jerry Stewart. How you doing, Jerry? Here we go. And as I live and breathe, it's Jerry Stewart on the line. How you doing, Jerry? It is wonderful to hear that voice again. We have a very special program coming up this Sunday you have produced. It's called D-Day, To End the War. It's a special 75th anniversary presentation. What can you tell us about that?
Were killed in battle. So they decided when it came time to build the memorial that they wanted to pick the town that had lost the most. And as compared to the amount of young men that they sent into battle, mm-hmm. and compared to the population of their town, that this was the place. And so they built the D-Day Memorial, and it is a beautiful, magnificent place. And so when I found out about the memorial back around 2014, then I contacted the memorial folks there and said, can you connect me with some of the men that were actually at and fought in the D-Day invasion? Now, remember, mm-hmm. that was back in 44.
Sure.
So you start doing the math, and it comes pretty clear that there's not going to be a lot of folks that are still, not just still with us, but have a clear mind and are able to articulate on radio mm-hmm. exactly what happened. So that year, I got 4 interviews. And so then this year, when I was invited to come back to the memorial and to participate in some of the things that they were doing there. And the reason this year is so important is because it's the 75-year anniversary mm-hmm. of the D-Day invasion. And so I went back, and of course the first thing that I wanted to do was to look up face-to-face those 4 men that I had interviewed by phone, and I was only able to find one. I don't know if the others just weren't able to come. I tried to call them by phone, and I think there's a high probability that the other 3 may have gone to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I just said to myself, man, we got to spend some time here. So we went over to Bedford and walked through the city, and on every lamp post of that city, they've got a picture on the main street of one of those young men who died in battle. It's just an amazing place to visit. And when we were there the same day that President Trump was actually in France. We were there in Bedford, Virginia, and that's where Vice President Trump, I'm sorry, Vice President Pence gave his speech. So we were there that day, and it's just an amazing, amazing place. So I wanted, even though some of these men perhaps have gone home, I wanted to tell their story. And so the amazing thing about this is I don't think I've seen any lengthy, long feature type program that, you know, brings in the folks who were actually there. Now, I'm sure they make them out there.
Sure.
But I'm so excited that it's not going to be me somehow reading books and then telling the story. It's going to be me asking the questions to the men and then sort of putting it into you were there circumstance. And it's just a powerful program. And it's such a perfect reminder that, wow, how very blessed and fortunate we are that we have a free nation, because so many have given so much. And as we talk over the next hour, I think some of your listeners are going to be pretty, I don't know if I have to say shocked, but really surprised with what these men had to do and how many, well, lost their lives, had serious injuries there in that battle.
You know, Jerry, with Veterans Day coming up this weekend, and again, we're going to air your program on Sunday right here on KQ&A at 4 o'clock for that Veterans Day weekend. On yesterday's show, I hosted seven people from the local organization Vision of Vets, including a Normandy survivor from World War II. His name is Jerry Welna, and Jerry remembered everything about those days on the French coast. He was awarded the French Legion Medal of Honor. He just has amazing recollections of this. But as you learned, too, in your search for the Bedford, Virginia survivors, every year that these Veteran Days come up and Memorial Days come up, we have fewer and fewer World War II vets to talk to, don't we?
And you know, and you're right, and it makes me so proud that I was given the word, I guess, or the insight. I was given the inspiration all the way back in 1998 to start doing these programs for Memorial Day, for Veterans Day, and all that I do is for the programs is I just go out and I find the veterans, and I really have leaned more toward the older because, you know, we know that they're leaving. But I thought how cool it's going to be that I would have, which I do have now, over 150 veterans stories. Now, when I do a little 5-minute clip of those people in any kind of a program or 7 or 8 minutes, that has behind it anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half that I talked with them and recorded it all. And for many of their relatives, they have said to me, this, you know, whether it be the husband, the father, the, you know, what grandfather, they've never told, he's never told us the story because it's just too harsh.
Oh, yeah.
And but when I try to explain to these folks, I said, you got to understand, there's going to be a day when we're all going to be gone and somebody is going to rewrite history.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, it didn't happen that way.
Mm.
And so rather than just relying on books and sort of secondhand hearsay history books and such, that's why I've wanted to get it right there. And if you remember, when I visited your city back last year, we actually went over to the Veterans Hospital and talked with some of the men that were there. But you're right. I mean, they are leaving us. And here's the other thing is, you know, a Memorial Day. We've got three different military tribute days. We've got Memorial Day, which is the day that we recognize those that were actually lost their life in battle. And then we have Veterans Day, which is recognizing all who have served. And then we actually have the third day, what is it, Armed Forces Day, and that's honoring all that are serving right now, mm-hmm. which is just like totally, totally cool, you know, that we are giving these people just a small bit back of what they gave to us. And if I just might mention, everyone that I talk to, you know, I have to almost squeeze out of them
yeah.
if they got any kind of a medal or if they get any kind of a special accommodation
mm-hmm.
or if they got the Purple Heart or whatever, but yet they're always willing to talk about the fellow that was with them in the foxhole.
Yeah.
Isn't and what he did.
Oh.
It's just when you think, you know, this tremendous duty that they feel and that they did it, but they don't want to come back and brag about it. In fact, they don't, as I said so often, they just don't want to talk about it.
This is an amazing story you'll be telling us Sunday at 4 o'clock on KAQ&A. We're just getting started with Jerry. We're going to take a break and come back with a lot more from Jerry Stewart about D-Day to end the war on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KAQ&A.com. More coming up with Jerry Stewart.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC, inspired by you.
Whether you're on the construction site or in the office managing properties, Lowe's saves pros of all trades on what you need to get the job done right. Power through the job for $150 less with a Bosch 10-inch 15-amp table saw featuring a carbide tip blade, now just $449. And load up on appliance savings with up to 40% off select appliance special values. For even more ways Lowe's can save your business money, stop in and meet your dedicated pro team today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 12-5, Bosch offer valid through 11-13, U.S. only.
25 years, a quarter century, and thousands of customers later, Northern Arizona Woodworking says thank you, Yavapai County, for making this 25-year anniversary possible. Bob Myers and the custom cabinet makers at Northern Arizona Woodworking love the smiles they bring to every home, garage, or office. Now with laminate, quartz, and granite countertops, your one-stop cabinet shop. Call 772-3779 or stop by the showroom on Laredo Drive in Prescott Valley. Cheers to the 25 years, Northern Arizona Woodworking.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 216 with our buddy Jerry Stewart, America's favorite, everyone's favorite Americana historian. Jerry, when I was a kid growing up in St. Louis, my grandmother used to refer to this holiday as Armistice Day. Do you have any idea why that changed to Veterans Day?
Yeah, you know, armistice actually is a part that it kind of makes up, and it means the laying down of arms, which kind of makes sense. We've got an arm there in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Armistice Day, and it was for that day, November the 11th, 1918, when World War One ended, when the sides laid down their arms. And so they decided shortly thereafter that they would establish that as Armistice Day. And, of course, now, naturally, we call it Veterans Day. And people are like, well, hold it now. Why did we do that? Well, it was later. I believe it was during the time of, I'm trying to think which president it was. But they determined that they wanted to change the name. It must have been Eisenhower. And they determined that they wanted to change it because Armistice Day seemed to be focusing mostly on those that had fought up through World War One.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after that, you know, they said that World War One was going to be the war to end all wars.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, what, like 20 years later.
That's right.
That Germany then began to attack, and in 1938-39 is when World War II started. And of course, by the time 54 came, then we had had the Korean War. And then, of course, there's, you know, been the wars after. It's very interesting that they called World War One the Great War, the war to end all wars, but actually it is swallowed up by the enormity of World War II. I was looking at a map earlier today of how many countries and how much land the Axis forces, mostly Germany, had swallowed up in Europe. And, you know, I can see why they had no choice but to try to find a way to, you know, pierce through. And I don't really know how the Axis forces were able to put together so much weapons, so many mines, so many men. But I'm telling you, when they decided to do the whole D-Day thing, I was one of the things I'll mention in the program is so imagine this. They decided that they were going to take these little boats, and they were going to go across the English Channel. And they couldn't have gone on a nice, peaceful time when the weather was very calm and smooth. But they knew that that would be an easy tip-off that they were coming to attack.
Mm-hmm.
And by this time, the Germans had already determined that if there was going to be an attack, it was almost impossible to come from the east because that's where Russia was. And then if you're going to try to come from the south, you've got to go over and get it to the Mediterranean Sea and such and such and such. So they had determined that somewhere in that west coast of France, if you will, northwest coast, that there was going to be an attack across there. So they had built these huge concrete walls, and they had actually walls on top of a cliffs, and they had huge guns up there. And then they had gone down into the beach, and they had put all of these things into the water that would cause shallow boats to get stuck in the water. They had all kinds of mines. Somebody said that they had as much as a million mines along that whole stretch of the coast. I mean, I don't know how you even get a million mines, but the point was that, so then think about this. They could have picked a time during the day when the water was calm and come across easily, but they knew that they couldn't do that. So they actually picked a time when the weather was bad, not so bad, you know, that you couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But at a bad part of the season, when the waves were very choppy, and they came across in these big destroyers and the ones who were carrying the troops, and then they would have to crawl down these big high ropes. I mean, you see some of these ships, and they're, wow, I don't know what, 4 or 5 stories high.
Sure.
You know, when you get to the top of them. And they're having to go down through these netted ropes and get down into these little small little boats that would hold maybe 30, 40 men.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that it took as much as 3 hours to actually go into the shore. Now, they had already been told, some of the men will be talking during the program, and one of them says, look, we had been told that there was a high probability that we would not survive.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be really, really clear with them in case they had any business in their mind and in their heart to take care of, because that might be their last day to live.
Mm.
And one man talks about how as he's in that little boat going toward the shore, he's writing his mother a letter.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's telling her that he apologized, that he wished he had been a better son.
Oh.
And so you just, you know, to take the grips on that and think about, you know, that moment in time. And one of the fellows that I interviewed was one of the paratroopers. Now, the paratroopers were the first to go in, and they actually went behind enemy lines. And they were supposed to take a city there and then kind of work their way, you know, backwards. They actually dropped in behind the troops, behind the enemy troops. He jumps out of the plane. Now, he talked about on their way over there as they're flying, a lot of the men were getting motion sickness, throwing up, you know, just being sick. And he talks about how for that flight he just was just sitting there pondering. And most of these guys were like, 18, 19, 20 years old. I mean, these days, I don't know about you, but I wasn't really hardly shaving at all until I was older than that. And here we are. Here are young men that are going off to fight the battle of their life and maybe not ever come home. Well, Eisenhower had met with some of the paratroopers earlier that day. And the way the story went by some of the men that actually got the opportunity to shake his hand, that they could notice that he was a little teary-eyed. And later, when they took off, he went back to his office and he wrote two letters. One letter was, "We've had a great success. This is a great thing that we're doing." The second letter is, "Oh my Lord, we tried something and it didn't work." He had to write the possibility of each because he had no idea what was going to happen. And they had 156,000 men that were in that D-Day invasion. And some believed that as many as one-third of all of those who landed would be killed.
Wow.
Now, the numbers didn't come that big, but it was, I mean, when they say D-Day, you know, the D stands for decision. It was that moment in time.
I always wondered about that. Thank you.
Yeah. It was that moment in time where you really didn't know what was going to happen. It's like you're running into a burning building, or you is, you know, whatever you're doing, and it's all about duty. I can't imagine anybody who would have said, "Wow, this is really where I want to be," you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the people up on those cliffs with all of their artillery. And then did you know there were, I think there was three of the ships, that there was some German U-boats that discovered what was happening. And I believe, I don't know the quantity, but there were a few boats that were actually sunk before the men even got on shore.
Oh.
And so many, before they could even get to the shore, when they would lower that front of that small boat down, the boat was made of steel, so they were pretty protected. But when they lowered that thing down, they were just getting just mowed down. And one of the men talks about just looking and realizing that he couldn't go out the front. And they had said, "Don't go out the front, don't go out the front. The water on the sides is too deep." And they were carrying a pack that was 60, 70 pounds. And if you get into water that's too deep and you can't touch the bottom, then he said so many actually drowned before they even got to shore. And I'm not trying to be, you know, grotesque or gruesome in this. I'm just saying, wow, here we are today, and there are people who don't even want to stand and salute the flag. Give me a break. So many people have done so much for us, and that's the reason that I get so pumped about this. And I would just encourage any of your listeners, between now and Veterans Day especially, you see somebody in a store, you see somebody somewhere, and you notice they're wearing a military cap, man, you go up and you tell them thank you. I don't care if they worked, you know, in World War II. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if they man a typewriter. Everybody who signs up for the military has to sign a blank check.
Yeah.
It says, "Wherever you need to send me, that's where I'm going to go."
And
we are so very blessed.
And not only that, Jerry, but you think about, you know, here on the home front, if we have a really, really bad day at work, we're going to punch the clock and go home and see our family, have a hot meal, and go to bed.
That's right.
These fellows and the fighting women, too, overseas in the battlefield, they come out of the water soaked. A very cold night. They don't have a place to sleep.
Yep.
They can't count on a hot meal, and they're constantly in the crosshairs of the enemy, facing the elements 24 hours a day for sometimes weeks or months on end.
And that includes, you know, these days. What is it? Just a couple of days ago, they told us that I believe there were 9 of our military that were killed.
Mm.
And that was, you know, without getting into any political issues. One of the things that I was reading, I was trying to understand, you know, why recently President Trump, you know, was making the decision to pull back. And I thought it was interesting in one of his little talks, he was talking about that one of the hardest things as president that he had to do was to sign those letters and write those letters to the families of the young men and the young women. Don't come home.
That's right.
I wouldn't want to have that responsibility, would you?
No, not at all. But I do have a responsibility to our sponsors. We got to get away. How's that for a nice segue?
That's perfect. Did we set that up that way? That's really good.
Pretty much. No, we're going to take a break here and have a lot more to talk about with Jerry Stewart about his special program, D-Day to End the War, airing right here on KQ&A this Sunday at 4 p.m. More coming up with Jerry after we check local and state news and weather on KQ&A, the Q&A show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your
Jerry,
business.
Right now,
as a member, your business will be
break.
Listed on the Prescott
we'll
Chamber website and in the Chamber of Annual Directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Cirque du Soleil is back on ice with Axel, a new electrifying experience using world-class ice skating with breathtaking acrobatics. Follow Axel and his dynamic group of friends in an exhilarating adventure that reminds us that our dreams are always within reach. Cirque du Soleil, Axel. Get ready for awesome music, astonishing projections, and stunning acrobatic skating performances. Coming to Finlay Toyota Center from March 19th to 21st. Tickets available Friday at cirquedusoleil.com/Axel.
This is America, where football means football.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Wallach and Volk, Prescott True Value, and Home Furnishings Direct. The Cardinals visit the Buccaneers Sunday, November 10th. Kickoff at 11 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
This is Steve Sishka, and I'm running for my second term on Prescott City Council. All right, Prescott, it's time to get your ballot off your counter. Hopefully it hasn't been covered up by too much other stuff. Fill it in for Steve Sishka and get it to the drop box at the county on Fair Street or to the city on Cortez and Goodwin before 6 p.m. on November 5th. Your vote for me is a vote for reasonable and consistent stands on issues and common sense solutions to difficult problems. Thank you for your confidence. Get your vote in for Steve Sishka by November 5th.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Sishka to City Council.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just want to let you know, local and state news and weather are just around the corner. In the meantime, if you've been waiting to see the movies Judy, The Great Alaskan Race, or Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars, you've only got through this Thursday. The Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley is making room for four more new movies this weekend, including Dr. Sleep, Last Christmas, Midway, and Playing with Fire. And the Prescott Library is the place to be this Saturday from 10 to noon when five of Prescott's most prodigious published writers gather to share their stories on how to write and sell that book or story that's been percolating inside you for years. This is a joint project of the professional writers of Prescott, the Friends of the Library, and the Prescott Public Library. That's this Saturday at 10 o'clock. We're going to take a break for news and weather and come back with more from Jerry Stewart about D-Day to end the war on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The fall 2019 issue is now available. Read the interview with Police Chief Deborah Black and don't miss the special section on women in business, breast cancer awareness, and more. And announcing the newest magazine, Prescott Now, your source for local events and happenings. Available on racks today. Like them on Facebook, Prescott Now, or visit prescott-now.com. It's about local.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Kachina Animal Hospital knows pets are family, and to help take care of our lifelong buddies, they're celebrating senior pets all month long. To keep our senior pets with us as long as possible, we need to take special precautions to ensure their health. Sick or senior pets often have more than one disease affecting them, and blood tests can help pinpoint the problem, so they're offering a 20% discount off senior screen blood tests for the month of November. To schedule your Best Buds appointment, call 772-8225 or book online at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 5th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A woman in Queen Creek says at least 9 of her relatives have been killed in an ambush in Mexico.
Their vehicle was on fire and there were bullet holes all throughout it. And so it took a good hour or so to get the information that they were actually in it and the 4 children and that they were all dead.
Leah Stadden says the victims were shot while driving from a Mormon community in Sonora to Chihuahua for a wedding.
We just can't believe that. It seems like a bad dream. I don't think it still has set in. I think I'm still in shock.
She says her brother found the flaming vehicle with the charred bodies inside. State and national authorities in Mexico are investigating this incident. Douglas police Monday issued a travel warning because of reports of violence across the border. Sunny and mild with light breezes today with a 20% chance for scattered brief showers and storms tomorrow. Warming today through Friday to about 69 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling after bedtime to near 44 with mostly clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for midweek rain. Otherwise sunny and warm with highs near 80 today. A mostly sunny 77 Wednesday. Back up near 79 Thursday and Friday, cooling overnight to about 47. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Toyota-thon is on.
With the best APR, the best lease deals, and the best cashback incentives of the year.
Save thousands more when Findlay Toyota Prescott pays your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
You keep all the rebates.
You keep your low finance rate.
Findlay Toyota will pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
And make no payments for 90 days.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Browse our full inventory at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of your city sales tax.
And let you drive payment-free till February 2020.
You'll also get Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan with every new Toyota, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
Rush to Toyota-thon, the absolute best time of the year to buy a new Toyota.
Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Now open Sunday.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and 495.fee.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:38. Jerry Stewart's very special program coming up this Sunday at 4 o'clock is called D-Day to End the War. It's a special 75th anniversary presentation. Jerry, before we go into describing more of that show, describe for us, and especially for our listeners who have children and grandchildren, what you have available for them on your webpage.
Oh, wow. First of all, they can go to jerrystewartusa.com, and there are so many. There's video stories, there's written stories, and, of course, we have our catalog there. And I've got so many people who will say, you know what, I know a special veteran that I want to get a copy of this program for. And so what we've done is we've worked out for just $14.95, they're going to get a copy of the full program, and I will also give them free a copy of my book called Saving America, and they can just tell me who that person is that they want the book to go to, and I'll just sign it. And it will be personalized. Yeah, it's a good early Christmas present. But here's the thing. I've been very, very careful to make sure that no one else is allowed to put anything else upon my site but just me. And I'm very, very careful to make sure that there's not anything that would be harmful. I don't put any, you know, grotesque pictures, even though, you know, war sometimes gets pretty harsh. I try my best to keep it that way. But I really believe with all my heart that our kids need to know that these kinds of horrific things are not just some video game. They're real. And that we need to do everything that we can as a nation to keep our nation free and safe, and we need to be thanking those that are doing it. But there's so many stories, and they're not all related to war. I have great Christmas stories. Great story about my dad called Mr. Ants in His Pants. And just a lot of really, you know, good, fun stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Jerry, also, every night for our station over in Lake Havasu City, I do the overnight weather, and I always add a little one-liner at the end of it. And tonight's is going to be kind of peculiar because it has a special date for tomorrow. November 6th has quite a marking in history. On November 6th, for various years, Abraham Lincoln, Herbert Hoover, Benjamin Harrison, William McKinley, and Dwight Eisenhower on that date were all elected president, as was Jefferson Davis for the Confederacy, which raises the question, so why is it November 6th President's Day?
That's a good, good question. Did you get the answer?
No, not yet.
Nobody
returns my calls in Washington.
I'm going to get to the bottom of that. I had no idea.
Yeah, just a happy accident. You know, Jerry, back to your program airing here Sunday at 4 o'clock. Tom Brokaw wrote a wonderful book about 15 or 20 years ago, the former NBC anchor, called The Greatest Generation, and it's about that generation, World War II veterans, and people from that era. How do the veterans of the past that you've spoken to compare to those serving today?
Wow, wow. Well, I'll tell you one thing that I have noticed when I speak to a lot of the older fellows, and I'll say, well, so when you came back, you know, did you get any post-traumatic stress disorder counseling? And they'll just go, what? What are you talking about? you know, I came home and went back to the farm and started milking cows or whatever it was that they were, you know, doing. And so I do think that back the generation, maybe just slightly before my generation, those were an amazing, I just think it's amazing how people could go through so much. My mom and dad would tell me stories about when they went through the Great Depression and talking about all the difficulties. And even when you talk about the war, you know, and you think that the way that they would get the word to the families that something had happened, that you'd had these young boys riding around on these bicycles, you know, with the Western Union. And they talk about, I've had, you know, families that have just said, we were terrified every time that our doorbell would ring or we would have a knock at our door. We didn't know what was going on. And you didn't have access to, you know, the world like we do now, so you would have no idea what was going on. But I will tell you, when I talk to our fellows today, our boys, our men and women, I should say, they've got the same heart. They've got the same determination. They've got the same love for our nation. And if you think about it, we don't even have to have a draft now.
Yeah.
There are enough that are joining. Now, maybe, you know, maybe they would wish that there would be more. But I can tell you that there was really something very special about that generation. And I look at my dad and my mom, and I look at those folks, and I just am amazed, really, at how little they had. But I never heard them talk about it or complain about it or say, I wished I had something else. But, you know, when you think about these guys going over and having this terrible being in battle, being in war, and then having to come back and to get right back into wherever they were when they left,
yep,
just amazes me. Now, I will tell you, I have interviewed at least two men that while they were in the course of telling me their story, they actually went back in their minds. And I had one fellow that just, as he was talking about how he threw a grenade into a Japanese machine gun nest, and they threw it back at him. And he had to dive and then, you know, avoid it and then do it again. And then as he, you know, all that was happening, then all of a sudden he just lets out this kind of a scream and a moan, and he's gone. You know, he just, by that I mean, you know, he just couldn't talk anymore.
Wow.
And so it, you know, it's almost like we talk about, this person was so fortunate, you know, they came back. And there's a lot to be said for the horrors of war. I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, there is no bad peace and there is no good war.
How well said. You know, Jerry, you were mentioning the people at home and the kids on the bikes with the Western Union delivering messages.
Yeah.
Around this time every year, and I haven't checked the TV listings, but around this time every year, Turner Classic Movies, my favorite channel, likes to air the 1943 movie The Human Comedy with Frank Morgan and Mickey Rooney. And during World War II, a high school student, Mickey Rooney, and his boss, Frank Morgan, they pull their weight at the local telegraph office. And Rooney is dedicated and enthusiastic until he becomes troubled when the office begins receiving all those death notices he has to deliver about local soldiers.
You know, I can't even imagine what they would be like. And, you know, it was just about that time. There's a very, very popular song these days that few people know the story behind that song. It's a song called I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounds like, you know, you have a child that went off to college, and, you know, maybe they'll be home for Christmas. But that wasn't the deal. The deal was that they were, it was written during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I've had some of the old folks along the way that have told me that they remembered when there was going to be a special fireside chat by President Roosevelt on the radio, and that people had come to believe that he was going to announce that our boys were coming home. And they're sitting by the radio, and you can just almost imagine as you walk past an antique store and see an old radio And imagine somebody sitting by that radio and listening for President Roosevelt to speak. And he starts off and talks, and then he says, I'm so sorry to tell you that they won't be coming home for Christmas. And so many, he said, sadly, won't be coming home at all.
Yep.
And you can imagine what that was like. And, of course, the song became a song that they didn't just play during Christmas. They played that song a lot. And, in fact, it was one of the top songs in our country for two Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
And recently when I heard a version of the song, and before the song they had actual men and women who were in combat at that time sending back a voice message to their family, I won't be coming home for Christmas, but I want you to know that I love you and I think about you. And those are the things that just tear your heart out when you think about how there would be people that would just say, I don't want to go. I'm not going to go. But they didn't do that. Oh, yeah, there's always going to be a few that are going to try to skirt around. But they saw what they had to do, and they did it. And it just it makes me weep every time I hear the song, because I know how horrible that must have been for so many people to be putting the light in the window every night, waiting for that person to come home.
Yep.
And praying and begging that they might be able to make it back home, and never did. You know, there was 156,000 that landed there at D-Day that first day, but by the time they had finished the job, and I think it was in November, there had been more than 2 million Allied troops that had landed across those beaches. And, you know, I mean, it was just huge. But I was looking at a map, and I was noticing how much of France had been swallowed up prior to that. And there was a lot of civilians. I think they said that something like about 15,000 French civilians, you know, died during that time. Because, you know, they're doing a lot of fighting, you know, the enemy in their own way. And, you know, things that were happening. And when I was interviewing the one man who was a paratrooper and talking about how he had to drop in behind enemy lines, and he said that as he was dropping in, there was a city that they were supposed to try to take and get control of the city, that the German army had the city.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so they were parachuting close to the city, and he said then one of the bombs made a big fire in the city. And as he was going down, he could see other of the paratroopers that were sucked into the fire as they were drifting down.
Wow.
And then he hits the ground. He talks a story. I'm not going to let the whole thing go.
Sure.
But he's knocked out by one of the supply boxes. It's also coming down on a parachute. And he wakes up and he has forgotten the password. And the guy's there telling him to give the password or he would shoot him.
Oh.
Very, very, very dramatic. And it's a tune or a video game. It was, you know, very, very real. Now, I don't know what it was like, you know, back when those folks came back. But if you looked at some of the statistics on today, how many veterans we have that are homeless, and even worse, how many of our military past and present are committing suicides?
You know, in fact, Jerry, I've got on my schedule, I'm supposed to get a phone call sometime the next couple of weeks from the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, Robert Wilkie. He was born into a military family. He served many years in the military. Now he's running the VA. And here in northern Arizona, of course, you visited our VA hospital last year. We see firsthand homeless vets. And one of those questions I want to ask him is what we're going to do about homeless vets and about those needing medical attention.
You know, the thing that frustrates me about the circumstance of our homeless is that I was doing a daily live radio program, it's been a long time ago. It's been almost 20 years ago that I was doing, maybe 15 years. Anyway, I was noticing as I was driving to and from the radio station that there were homeless people, mostly men, on the side of the street with their little signs, and I didn't know what I should say about it because I didn't know their circumstance. And so I decided that for 3 days I was going to dress down and go in sort of, not at night time, but I was going to go during the day and be a homeless person.
Hmm.
And I was going to infiltrate inside, if you will, so that I could hear their backstories.
Yeah.
And there was definitely people that had gone through a circumstance in their life, maybe a veteran, somebody who had gone through war, somebody who had been emotionally damaged, if you will, and just kind of fell off the edge of the earth, you know, didn't know what to do. Some had turned to drugs or to alcohol. But then there were so many who were choosing to live on the streets. And I never could ever understand that. I will never forget one guy that I was talking to, and he pulled out of his wallet, he pulled that he was a member of the Carpenters Union and that he could go get a job tomorrow, but he just preferred to be on the streets. To the homeless center, you know, a church that had set up a thing where if you'd come down there, they'd help you get a job. And
Sure. There
was so many that just weren't interested. So I've got really mixed, you know, emotions. I certainly know that we definitely have to be, you know, helping those, especially those who have medical issues, especially our veterans and such.
Oh, sure.
But I wish that it would be easier to determine, you know, maybe those that could pick it up a little bit, you know?
And we'll be thinking about that this Veterans Day weekend. Of course,
yeah.
Veterans Day is Monday. Your program airs here at 4 o'clock on Sunday. As always, Jerry, we love talking to you. It's time for us to end the show. You will have will you have a Thanksgiving show again this year?
Oh,
that. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Jerry, give a hug to Kelly. We look forward to your Thanksgiving show.
God bless you, man. Have a good, safe week, and God bless all of our veterans.
You
bye-bye.
Betcha. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Stewart. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQNA.com.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information. Nationwide Vision.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Autumn is definitely here. Warm enough to swim and cool enough to hike. Still have your bike out and you're starting to pre-season check your skis. For your all-season lifestyle, take a test drive in the all-season all-wheel drive Subaru Crosstrek. During the Findlay Subaru Model Year Savings Event, the best pricing is available right now on remaining brand new 2019s. You can take home a Subaru Crosstrek with as low as 2.9% APR financing or lease for $235 a month. A brand new 2019 Subaru model at the best price of the year. Your purchase will help support National Make a Dogs Day. As part of Subaru Loves Pets Month, Subaru will be focusing efforts on helping the hardest to adopt shelter dogs find new homes. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Recognized as one of Prescott's best by the City of Prescott. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Stock number S43565 on approved credit. Now through October 31st, 2019. Lease a standard 2.0i 6MT model code KRA-01 for 36 months. 12,000 allowed miles per year.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, followed at 4 by Talk of the Town Prescott Valley. Then join me back here Wednesday with my guests, Dr. Craig Ralston from Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. He is staging and directing Phantom of the Opera next weekend, and Brian Moore tomorrow, who's directing an old-fashioned radio-style play of It's a Wonderful Life at First Congregational Church in Prescott. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.